I'm hoping that this will be informative, helpful to you in the important work that you do on behalf of us all, and will actually facilitate and begin a very good working relationship between yourselves and us, because that's the way we want it to be. GAFCON, in this particular form, had its genesis from a meeting in December last year, and the planning for it went ahead at breakneck speed from that point onwards, resulting in the fact that we're here now. Planning a conference of this nature in the brief time has been a monumental task, and we have certainly had to work immensely hard to achieve it. We believe, however, that the results have been good. We've got the right place, we have the right people coming, and we believe it'll be a great week. Now, people have asked me about whether it's an alternative to Lambeth or not. The answer to that is, for some, I guess it is. Some folk are coming because they're not... some folk have decided not to go to Lambeth, let it be put it that way. Some folk have decided not to go to Lambeth at all, some bishops. Whether we had a conference or not is neither here nor there. They wouldn't have gone to Lambeth. But since they had decided not to go to Lambeth, it seemed right to have such a conference at this time. But some people will come to this and also go to Lambeth. Some people will go to Lambeth and not come to this. And some people presumably will go to neither. So it is, in a sense, an alternative, but I don't think it's quite alternative in the sense that it was intended to call people away or something like that. The... Furthermore, it's a different conference. As the name implies, Global Anglican Future Conference, it's a conference which says, look, certain things have happened in the last 10 years in this Anglican communion of ours. They are of such monumental significance that the whole landscape has changed. Everything is now different. We must get together and work out what to do for the future. And significantly, therefore, in calling this conference together, it's a conference not simply of bishops of the communion, but it's also a conference of laity and clergy, 1,000 people in all coming, in order to really think about the future of the Anglican communion in the light of these great facts that have occurred. I suppose the two things that I'm speaking about, particularly the great fact of North American consecrations, which really in themselves simply only express a whole attitude to the Bible and to Christian life and authority, and that's the problem there. These things have happened. We believe they're irreversible. And then secondly, as a result of this really communion damaging activity in North America in particular, the response to that, which has involved people crossing boundaries that hadn't been crossed before, people consecrating bishops for overseas places, people, Orthodox people being removing themselves from their local Anglican church while still wanting to remain Anglicans. Now, they're, I think, the two great new facts that have occurred, which has led to a reshaping of the landscape. Now we've all got to work out what that looks like. Last point, can I say that, perhaps two other points. Can I say that this is, people keep talking about this as a schism, a breakaway movement, breaking the communion and all that sort of thing. As far as I'm concerned, and of course we haven't had our GAFCON conference yet, so we don't know what people will say, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm not hearing talk about breaking up the communion or wanting to do anything of the sort. It is really, we believe, the North Americans who have rent the communion, and what we are trying to do is trying to renew the communion. I personally believe in the tremendous significance of the Anglican communion. I want to see it better than ever before, and I think this is a way to help achieve that goal. It's going to be different, but I'm hoping it'll be better than ever before. The other thing to say to you is to just give a brief outline of the sort of things we'll be doing this week. We certainly won't be focusing all the attention on, for example, human sexuality. That is not what we will be doing. We're looking to the future. We're looking beyond that sort of discussion and issue. The days will be, each day will begin with, therefore, as a general pattern, with the study of God's Word and prayer together, and particularly in meeting in small groups. There's a very strong network and fellowship emphasis to the whole conference. We come from 27 or 28 different countries. We are trying to network together, to get to know each other, to strengthen each other so that our Anglican communion can be strengthened by this and strengthened in God's word. After that, there are going to be workshops, and we've chosen key workshop areas, forward-looking ones, so as to do the work required to create a renewed and strengthened Anglican communion. The workshop topics, therefore, will be the gospel and culture, the gospel and Christian leadership. There'll be a workshop on evangelism and church planting. There'll be a workshop on theological education, which we regard as absolutely crucial for the next 20 years and beyond. There'll be a workshop on the Bible and the interpretation of the Bible. There'll be a workshop on family and marriage. And there'll be a workshop in which particularly ministry wives will get together and talk and think about what they're going to do. And finally, there's a final workshop on Anglican identity. Who are the real Anglicans? What is going on here? And can we say what it is that is the essence of Anglican identity? Well, there'll be the workshops. There'll be also other sessions in which we will, for example, look at the question of the Anglican Communion, its past and future, in one session. We'll be looking at the work of the gospel in the world of religion. We'll be looking at the work of the gospel in the world of secularism. We'll be looking at economic empowerment, because we want to help people to become independent of finances from the West. We'll be looking at HIV/AIDS. Interwoven into this whole program, of course, there'll be opportunities for people at the conference to go and to be present at some of the great biblical sites. And so we'll be going out of the hotel from time to time to visit some of the great biblical sites to remind ourselves of the historic nature of the Christian faith and where it all starts.